Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of... Oops, I almost forgot. Our Father's Day edition of Animal World. Forgot to wish Dr. Nels happy Father's Day. And we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there, please. And if you go there now, you can see pictures of Jude and Paul Potten here in the studio. You can see a picture of the Accutonic Forks and the Didge and the Tibetan Bulls and all the stuff that they pack with them to do these shows. And hey, out there, I forgot to say it last hour, but happy Father's Day to all you animal fathers out there. And And all you human fathers as well. But because this is Animal World, we kind of focus on the animal world. And by the way, if you are an animal father and you don't have an animal mom with you or someone to go shopping for your animal friends, remember, they would like to remember you on Father's Day. So you get to go out and get yourself a gift from your animal friends and just tell them and show them what they got for you. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, you know, I haven't told you this story for quite a long time, but it's the only way that I can get flowers and bring a flower bouquet into my house and have my cats not trash it. I tell them that it's a gift from them to me. And when I do that, they leave it alone.
Well, that's wonderful, because my cat will always trash the flowers.
Yeah, well, I found that out by accident one day when I went for, like, Mother's Day or something, or my birthday. I went out and brought flowers, and I told, and they left it alone. So.
Well, I'll try that.
Yeah, so just learn. It's a gift from you to me, and yeah. All righty, so happy Father's Day, everybody out there. And like I said, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. By the way, if you want to check them out, go to their website, www.whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com. You can find them also on Facebook, and that's Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Is that what it is, Paul?
Or... Yeah, Whispering Dragon Center.
Whispering Dragon Center.
Yeah, and keep a watch on Facebook, because some fun little interesting things are going to be showing up in the next couple of months.
Ooh, cool stuff on Facebook. All right, and if you want to call them to schedule an appointment, 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. We are taking phone calls. I've got one line open for you if you want to grab it while it's open, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5567. 5569. And our email address here on the air is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And let's go back to Mary and Shoreline. Oops, it's not Mary and Shoreline. It's our own Darcy Pariso. Good morning again, Darcy.
Good morning.
All right. So did you talk to your little Colby over the break here?
I asked her how she was feeling, and she said that her stomach was sore, it felt stretched.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she said that, she showed me, and she said that she felt a bloop, like an air bubble in her stomach, like it released.
Ah.
Like something went bloop, and then she felt this, like, the way she showed it to me, it looked like almost like an air bubble, like a pressure release.
So she felt that when Jude worked on her? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And then she showed me her throat, and, well, I was drawn to her throat, actually, and I wanted to... open my mouth and like release something. I could feel that coming from her, like a bubble or something, like something she wanted to burp or get something out. And she showed me a swirling around her throat. And then I asked her what else, and she said that she had kind of like a tingling. It almost felt like nerve endings or something, like this tingling around her. The smoothening out is what she called it.
See, I'm not surprised. I kind of thought that an animal would feel the energy more so than a lot of humans do. And that's why I took advantage of this. You know, not often that we have a communicator with her animal getting worked on by some, you know, someone remotely. But, boy, it really sounds, Darcy, like she did feel the energy of this, huh?
During the break, I did a little matrix energetic stuff, because there's still I think the bloating in the stomach, and I think even the thyroid imbalance is related to the liver imbalance as primary. And so I did a little bit of balancing between the liver and the stomach, because that what you're describing, that feeling of, you know, like a bubble or needing to belch and all that, is really typical, because what happens is the liver energy rises upward. It normally rises upward, but when it's excess, it takes the stomach energy up with it, and the stomach energy is supposed to go down and push the food into the intestine. So a lot of times when you're feeling that, when you're feeling kind of a bubble and bloating and all of that, it's because that liver energy is holding the stomach energy up. And so that belching is like a, you know, a relief valve, or even vomiting, you know, can act that way.
So I just made a little module with vibrations of Jupiter and Zodiac to disperse, and Jupiter and Om to balance, and a little energy of Buplorum, which is a Chinese herb for clearing liver stuff. So we'll just kind of install that in her field.
And what, did you didn't you say, Darcy, that she had said her back was hurting?
Yes, you know, once I reduced the thyroid and changed her other medication to hydrocortisone, she was feeling better and she had energy and she'd walk and everything again. But it didn't hold. It was kind of off and on. And so she started propelling herself off the bed. She won't climb the steps, so I have to lift her up and take her down. And as I get ready in the morning, she lays on the bed. She doesn't wait for me. Because she's feeling better, she doesn't just drop down or jump. She, like, shoots across the room and bang. And so I think that's, you know, what happened. I think it's more of an kind of an injury. But she said that her back end and hips kind of hurt. She feels heavy.
And Jude's doing something else now with Mars and Venus forks.
On a bladder shoe point, you'd be kidney.
Kidney shoe point, you'd be 23.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which helps to support the lower
and
back.
She was peeing. I came home yesterday. She had peed in the house. Mm-hmm. And very embarrassed about it. And I believe that's related to the medication.
Yeah, she was on, you said she was on cortisone or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some balancing for her hips.
Yeah.
So could you ask her if she's feeling the energy now?
You're saying this, and I'm feeling a movement, like this round circle, like a disc almost spinning in the bladder area.
Cool.
Feels like a spinning.
Well, see, that's what we needed, an animal to tell us what they're feeling, because they're so much more sensitive sometimes than we humans are.
There's a little bit of an electromagnetic signal or pattern, too, that are cleared.
Wow, I'm feeling this. I'm having the same thing that she's having. I mean, the same feeling that you're doing.
Well, obviously, you both are very connected.
I feel like I need to ground myself after this a little bit.
Yeah, and I think that's enough. We don't want to do any more for her, because a little goes a long way, especially with animals.
All right. Well, how great. Thanks for calling in, Darcy, and thanks for the birthday wishes. And I'm so glad we got to help Kobe. And Kobe, thank you for sharing what you're feeling with us, because it really helps us understand, you know, that what's going on energetically.
Yeah, email us and let us know how she's doing, you know, in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll see you soon.
One last thing. She just let out this big shudder. Her stomach just went like something just big just released.
Yay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Thank you both so much, Jude and Paul, and have a really great birthday today, Martha.
Well, birthday's tomorrow, so you know, it's a triple whammy tomorrow for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's see. We are going to head now to Seattle and welcome Mimi to Animal World. Good morning, Mimi, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I apologize. I know you called me this week off the air, Mimi, and I just realized when I saw your name come up that you called me in the middle of the flu, and I haven't called you back, and I apologize.
Oh, don't worry.
But you're on my list, and when I come back, you know, get a voice here, I will talk to you if we still need to. But let's see, we've talked to Mimi before on the air. Have you called in when Jude and Paul were here before, Mimi?
No.
Okay. And Mimi has you have two cats, right?
Correct.
And Floor is one of them. And remind me, what color Floor is, kind of, is she like a tabby kind of kitty?
Yes, gray tabby.
She's a gray tabby. And she's quite sensitive. And she's had a pattern of occasional inappropriate bowel movements, like in the living room of the house, on the floor of the house.
Yes.
And it seemed to be kind of related most often to Mimi traveling. And I kind of associate, you know, with the human-to-animal transference stuff and with bowel movements being grief, sadness, disappointment, abandonment stuff. It kind of made sense. So we've tweaked some things with Mimi and her communication with Floor, And I think maybe Dr. Nels has done some resets for Floor, hasn't he?
Correct.
On the air.
Yes.
But you haven't. And I know that you called me this last week because it sounds like the pooping behavior in the house has escalated recently.
After I called in last week, he pooped 3 days in a row. Couple days he hasn't. And another thing is, I have a house guest now. He just arrived yesterday. And the last time I had a house guest, he pooped in my bed
that's
while
right.
I was sleeping.
Mm. And so house guest there now, but she had pooped 3 days in a row last week, right?
Yes. But after that, last few days, she's been doing okay.
Okay. Well, let's have Jude and Paul tune in and see what they get around this whole thing.
Well, I'm picking up something on her right side. I don't know what it is. I guess it could be liver.
But her bowel movements are normal, right? There's nothing wrong with her bowel movements when she does go, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, it's just she's going in a place other than where you want her to go.
Okay. Well, so this is an abandonment thing, though.
You're getting that, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the, the yin chow for the abandonment?
Yeah.
I'm wondering, Mimi, while Jude starts to work on Floor, on those 3 days that she went, were you away from home more, or were you busy and not able to spend special time with her? Was there anything like that going on at that time?
I tend to be busy. I pretty much not home, but I've been trying to play with them for 5 minutes every day.
Okay, but you said you were really busy during that time and weren't home a lot.
Yes, I dance tango, so I go out to practice pretty much every night. Also, I walk during the day, so...
Yeah, right. Okay, so you worked during the day and then you were out every night. That seems to be particularly... she seemed to be particularly sensitive to that, and Jude picked up right away that it seems to be an abandonment thing.
Yeah, it's kind of anger over the abandonment, and I think that's why I was picking up the liver. So Jude's okay. Doing the yin wei extraordinary vessel, the yin linking vessel, and so kind of for expansion and kind of opening up the liver and opening up the.
Yeah, and this could all just be Floor and Floor's abandonment issues, uh-huh. You know, and anger over that. Because it sounds like there's definite confirmation of that during that period of all the pooping last week, you were working all day and then gone in the evenings as well. But I'm wondering, Paul, do you see any connection that there's any of this energy related to Mimi? And that, you know, it seems to be...
It's an anger. Yeah, I mean, there's some anger about it.
Okay.
The thing I was picking up on the right side seems to have cleared. Jude's doing the Chiron and Om fork for. This is Chiron was a centaur. It was half human and half human, and so this has to do with
half human, half horse.
Half human and half horse. Not half human and half human.
Oh.
Well, half human, half horse.
I'm a little sleepy this morning. Yeah, half human, half horse. And so the connection, it's a human-animal connection. It's helping, you know, with the connection between Mimi and Kitty here. And so, and we're doing it in the field around both of them. So to kind of bring them together.
Yeah, I can't...
And then opening up, or creating a new pattern with Nibiru and Chiron. I think it's important. I think that, you know, and this is stuff we learned from Martha years ago, was, you know, when you're going to be away, is to we send little postcards, little mental postcards.
Actually, we also do a thing where we kind of make a picture of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a second self.
Yeah, a clone.
It's like a clone that we leave with our buddies when we're going to be gone.
Well, that's interesting because Mimi did come to a communication seminar of mine, and mm-hmm. Mimi is, you are, you know, talking to her when you're away and all of that, aren't you, Mimi?
Yes.
So how does she go about doing a clone thing like that?
Well, it's just a virtual clone. It's just, you know, it's just using your imagination to create a, you know, a version of yourself that's going to stay behind, a virtual version of yourself that's going to stay behind and
just see yourself there. Kind of loving her and petting her and being with her and just kind of leave that presence there. Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, Mimi?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because you can do that. Well, here comes the bowl. Now, Kathy typed in here, she was suggesting, well, you could put food on the locations that where she, you know, has her bowel movements on the floor. Does she go to any one particular area, or does she spread them around?
The edge looks like on one side always, but on the edge of the room.
Well, that is a behavior therapy technique that. If the animal is urinating or defecating in a spot that you put food there,
okay.
Now it doesn't necessarily stop the problem. It just may move it around. but that is a technique that you can use, is put a bowl of food there for a while.
Okay.
But I think we know what's going on, it is the abandonment, and anger related to that, you know, we need to try to resolve the underlying real problem.
Okay.
And but let's try you having imagining leaving yourself, a clone of yourself, there with her.
Okay.
And now Jude and Paul, well, that's Jude, Mars and Venus.
Yeah,
Jude's
running Mars and Venus down the Watteau-Jaji points, which are points that run along the spine. There's a set beside each vertebrae, all the way down the spine. And it helps with kind of balancing and integrating and calming the nervous system, and you know, so there's some kind of emotional stuff going on with her and this will help to balance it out a little bit. Yeah. So and then Jude's doing kind of an octave here, middle octave ohm and a high octave sun fork to create. Well, the sun is about unconditional love and compassion. So just putting that into the mix.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I mean, if Flora could have life her way, she'd be with someone that was home 24/7.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, we've seen this with other cats before. I mean, they don't always poop. Sometimes they get angry and bite and scratch and stuff. To people, but some cats are much more sensitive.
How old is she?
Turning 3 this summer.
Yeah. I'm also getting a sense that she needs more play. So, I mean, when you are there, maybe something that's really active, like a bird or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
She, Mimi is... has started doing that. She says she's trying to play with her 5 minutes every day, but it sounds like she's, you know, 5 minutes every day for a 3-year-old cat, that really isn't enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's like, that's part of the wanting, is that not just the sort of being there, but the kind of really activating and interaction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times when people, you know, are really busy and aren't home a lot, a cat can be a very appropriate choice because many times they're aloof and kind of loners and they do well with that. But Mimi, you've attracted, for whatever reason, not a model like that. She is a more needy kitty and needs more attention.
And the other thing that just showed up is when you're home, sing to her.
Oh, sing.
That would be special for her, and it feels like that would be nice. She it feels like vibrationally a good thing.
So how are you at singing, Mimi? Whoops. Mimi?
Uh-huh.
Can you sing?
Can I sing?
Yeah, sing to her.
Sing to Floor. Jude said it feels like if you, when you're home, if you sing to her, that will help her.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything special. Just sing whatever you feel like you want to sing, and it doesn't have to be, like, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing, Kathy's also typing in something about calming music left on. But I think there are some CDs that I think that have actually been made for animals.
Right,
and
it's called
the Joshua Leeds.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's called Through a Cat's Ear.
Through a Cat's Ear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and Joshua Leeds is the guy.
Joshua Leeds.
L-E-E-D-S.
L-E-E-D-S.
Yeah.
And it's called Through a Cat's Ear.
There's one for dogs, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see. So I think we have to, we're getting more and more creative here, Mimi, but we got to find a way to cover these bases. And so sing to her, and instead of playing just 5 minutes once a day, see if you could do 5 minutes like three times a day.
Okay.
And you're going to do, imagine that clone of you there with her, and then search up Joshua Leeds Through a Cat's Ear. We'll see about that. And then put a food bowl where she's been pooping.
Okay, I'll try that.
All right, and then let me know, okay?
Okay,
thank you. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we need to take care of advertisers, and we will do that. And then we're coming to Bonnie and Sue. Got a couple of lines open for you. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I Feel Better Than I Sound. And it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Day Sunday with Jude and Paul Potten from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And you two have a special solstice special deal. So tell us about that.
So in celebration of solstice, new clients and remote clients, if they schedule between now and the 4th of July, which means if you call to schedule, you can schedule the session after the 4th of July. But if you call
you need
between
to schedule
those times,
it between now and the 4th.
It's $20 off new client fees and $20 off remote fees.
Yeah.
And the remote can be a return client.
Yeah.
All right, so if as long as you make an appointment with you guys between now and July 4th, you get $20 off.
Right. And I would do remind that our existing clients, when you refer someone in, and they make sure that they mention that you've referred them, because we will also decrease your fee $10 next time.
Yay. Okay.
Because we like to thank people for putting it out there.
Sounds good to me.
And our newsletter just came out this morning. So if you're on our mailing list, it's in your mailbox. And if you would like to get our newsletter and you're not on our mailing list, you can
email
us
at resonate@whispering-dragon.com.
Or you can contact us through the website also. But
so,
email is at resonate@whispering-dragon.com.
That way we'll have a copy of your email.
That's right.
Okay, so... if you'd like to be on Jude and Paul's mailing list, go. Oh, I have plenty. Thank you, Kathy. Kathy's bringing me stuff from my mouth. Ah, she's kicking around the bowls while she's in here.
Every move is carefully planned.
Yeah.
No, there are not any accidental sounds, as we say.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. I just had a clearing with you. Oh, that's funny. All right. What were we talking? Jude and Paul's newsletter, which has always got great stuff in it. If you would like a copy of their e-newsletter, if you'd like to get on the mailing list, the best way to do that is to shoot you an email.
Yeah, email with your name, and then we'll have the email from your
okay.
From your letter.
And they send the email to resonate@whispering-dragon.com.
Yeah, just say please put us on your newsletter list.
That sounds good. All righty then. Let us get back to the phones. Oh, and by the way, we have open phone lines. If you are waiting to call in, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And we are headed to Seattle and Bonnie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Potten. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
What can we help you with?
Well, I have two dogs, but I think I'm mostly calling about my dog, Snorky, who is a white schnauzer who looks a little bit more like a Westie. I don't know if that makes a difference, but he's got... I don't know if I want to call him issues, but I can't think of a better word. So I'll just say that he likes to lick a lot, either his paws or his hind legs or me or anybody or anything. He's also a barker, and he's an itcher. He has a lot of itching issues, and he's to the point where he's kind of... chewed off the hair on his flanks, and we've been doing enzymes, and that kind of works. We've sort of stopped, and he's a little better right now, like the hair is growing back, but it just sort of seems to be a problem that comes and goes. And then Kathy told me to let you know that we have about a two-year-old, she must be a little bit older than that, rescue Chihuahua Minton that we've had in the house for about 2 years. And most of these things that I've mentioned, he really had going on long before she came along. But I would say the licking maybe has gotten a little worse in the 2 years. So I worry that there's something.
How old is Snarky?
He will be 8 next, in about 2 weeks. And we are his third owner, but he adores us so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a problem, but his second owner was my mother, and when she passed away, he got to come live with us, which was, I think, always meant to be. And then his first owners were some people that had, he was their third dog, and then they had a change in work where they were going to be gone a long time. So they decided to put him up for adoption. Or maybe he barked too much and they decided to put him up for adoption.
It'll be interesting to see what Jude and Paul pick up with Snarky. I would say, though, most of what you're describing, other than the barking, all mm-hmm. of that licking stuff and the licking the paws and the feet and the legs and the itching, all of that is generally allergy type stuff. And especially the licking of the paws is very indicative of food allergies, food sensitivities. But I'm wondering, Jude and Paul, are you picking something up, anything other than that? Or
yeah, food's the first thing that came
food
up.
Food came yeah. up for yeah. you? Okay.
So I'm going to look at spleeny kinds of
okay.
stuff. Right.
So Jude's going to start working on Snarky. What do you feed him, Bonnie?
He eats a very special, he's gluten-free. He eats, it's duck and sweet potato mix. And then occasionally we put carrots in just to sort of augment, you know. I feel sorry for him having to eat just kibble.
And how long has he been eating the duck and sweet potato?
As long as we've had him.
Okay. Now, food allergies develop after long-term exposure to the same thing. And sweet potato in particular is not a good thing to be feeding allergic dogs. It has a lot of estrogen in it, and that just, trust me, that complicates the situation.
Okay, that was what he was prescribed, but okay.
Well, yeah, and it may have worked for a while, but if he's been on it as long as you've had him, he's probably sensitive to it now.
Okay,
And what brand are you feeding?
It's Fromms, F-R-O-M-M-S. Okay. And also, I should say, his name is Snarky, like snorkel.
Snarky.
Yeah.
Snarky
yeah.
with an O, not an A. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I always want to make sure people know that.
Sure.
Connotation.
Nope. I've corrected my spelling. Snarky is his
yeah.
name. I would recommend that you switch him to a product without sweet potato. And I would get him on, the other protein sources that are tend to be hypoallergenic these days, although it varies, you know, individually. I know Jude and Paul, you like the white fish, is very cooling and good for the skin. Lamb can be good. Venison sometimes is also hypoallergenic, but I'm really liking right now with my dog the white fish, and I'm using Canine Caviar's ocean fish. It's not that easy to come by, but it is a phenomenally simple formula. Has no grains, no potato, no tapioca. And let's see, you're in Seattle?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You should be able to go online and order it, but it's Canine Caviar is the name, and it's
okay.
the ocean fish blend that you'd be looking for. The stores that I know that carry it are, if you get down to Renton, Sierra Fish and Pets down in Renton carries the full line.
Okay.
Bothell Feed and Bothell also carries Canine Caviar, and Bridges in Snohomish carries the Canine Caviar,
okay.
although I did not see the ocean fish on the shelf the last time I was there, but they could order it, and any pet store could order it for you.
Okay, all right.
But with that licking of the legs and the feet especially, tend to just be red flags for food allergies, and the scratching in general as well. And then the confirmation was that without me saying anything, that's the first thing that Paul got.
Me too.
Okay.
And Jude, they both got food first thing.
That makes me happy. I was worried that it was something emotional.
And then you got to remember, ideally. Oh, did you want to say something?
Well, it's completely understandable that you have concern. Worrying puts a lot of agitating energy out there. So, to the best that you can, see it coming around and being okay and being easy to manage and try not too much to angst over it.
See it the way you want it to be, not the way it is.
Because it creates a frequency that locks that stuff in.
And what I always say, Bonnie, is thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So the more you worry and fret or stress about something, the worse you make it. So that doesn't mean you want to do what you need to do to address the problem, like what we're talking about now, but you want your mental energy to support it getting better, not worse. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense.
Okay. And then what you want to work into is finding at least a couple of different foods with a different protein and carb source so that you can rotate.
Okay.
So he's not exposed to the same thing all the time. But let's see if you can't get him on the canine caviar ocean fish.
Yeah, we do. Okay. We do rotation too. I think we were rotating every 3 months. Martha was telling us 2 months is probably better. Do one for a couple of months and then change to the other one.
Yeah, and what I rotate my Robbie, my dog. I rotate him canine caviar ocean fish and then canine caviar lamb formula is the rotation that works for him.
Okay, and do you, when you're doing the switch out, do you do a little bit at a time, sort of mix the two foods, or do you just do a complete change?
We do a complete change when we do it because we don't want to associate the new food with the old food,
Well, plus mixing proteins a lot of times isn't necessarily so useful. Yeah. So just change.
Yeah, and I mean, if they're really a fussy kind of eater, and then you might have to do that. But I would try not. Just do it.
I would say fussy is one thing he is not.
Okay, well, and most dogs aren't. But
yeah. Okay, all right. That's good.
So Jude's been doing a bunch of stuff over here. I don't know if we don't need to describe all of it. We're addressing digestive issues, digesting, kind of balancing the nervous system, also clearing what's called wind in Chinese medicine, which is kind of internal wind causes itching. So it's kind of clearing wind, opening the exterior and clearing wind.
And just some generally grounding, cooling, consolidating kind of energy, which would help also with the barking.
Yeah, the allergies tend to be kind of create a little bit of heat in the body, and that's why the itching. Is he thirsty?
That kind of comes and goes.
And the other thing that...
No, go ahead.
The other thing that we... because our poodle, our magic... doesn't have a lot of allergy stuff, but in the spring here especially, she likes to stick her face in stuff when she goes outside. And so when she comes in, we take a damp cloth and wipe her face down.
Hmm.
So anything that he might have in contact with pollens outside.
Right, he's a little shorter too, so you might want to wipe his belly and the paws as well.
Because we found because she'll itch a little bit when she first comes in, and that really has cut that down.
Yeah, so that could be external environmental allergies as well. If it happens all year round, it's probably not so much that. But.
Yeah, the big thing is, though, is to deal with the food first. That is the big underlying thing. And then hopefully to find a rotation. You can also take it now. Dr. Nels was in here last week, so it'll be a couple months before he's on again, or you can work with him off air. He can do some testing, muscle testing, which he can do over the phone to determine what she's sensitive to and isn't sensitive to.
Okay.
And what will work with her and what doesn't. The barking, that's a behavioral thing, very typical of Schnauzers. I can definitely help you with that, but not on today's show. You've either got to call me off the air on that or wait till I do a behavior and training show, and because the barking's the easy thing to deal with. That's okay. That I can help you with that, no problem. Okay.
Okay.
It's just not today, okay?
That's fair enough. That's great.
All righty. Okay. Bonnie, thanks for calling Animal World.
Take care.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate everything.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. I think we gotta stay on time here, and I apologize, but we're gonna Darcy get you on next, but we got to take care of advertisers. So stay right where you are, everybody, and we'll come to you next as soon as we continue right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Organic, free-range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you, or saying thank you for spending your Sunday afternoon or morning with us here. Morning, afternoon, what the heck? We're having a good time, that's all I can say. I sound worse than I feel, so anyway, it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, and happy Father's Day, by the way. And boy, I just think we're doing well to be doing this well and all this powerful energy going on with the big solstice and full moon and everything.
Yeah.
All right, let's not rock the boat. Let's get right back to the phones. And we're heading to Darcy number two on today's show. We're going to Woodinville. Good morning, Darcy. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Morning. We're good. How are you?
Yes, very good. I'm calling about my cat, Sue, who has kind of a red right eye problem going on right now, who has a condition called uveitis. It's a blood clot in the eye and also has kind of a blue coloring going on. And I've tried two different antibiotics from an eye specialist that has prescribed it.
You're going to the animal eye clinic, Darcy?
Yes, and that she's prescribed two different antibiotics, and that didn't really work very well at all.
Huh.
And she's also got kind of... her bowel movements are kind of really runny, and I've been kind of trying her with some of that missing link a little bit, trying to get that adjusted, but that doesn't seem to kind of really get out of
really. Yeah, well, the runny stool is often related to the antibiotic, and what you need kind of is probiotic stuff for that.
Okay. I stopped with the antibiotics on last Tuesday, so I thought maybe that would have been worked out by
well,
now.
Well, but then you got to replace the normal bacterial flora in the gut.
Okay.
And at least that's usually, I don't know, Jude and Paul, what you guys are picking up on here. But I'm curious with, it's the right eye, and he said it's a Vita, a blood clot in the eye. Now, is the eye specialist, says this, do antibiotics usually clear this up?
She said yes, they usually do, mm-hmm. but it didn't really seem to work very well in clearing it completely out. It seems to be kind of, the blood cells kind of seem to be settling in the lower part of her right eye and kind of in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know what else to try. Darcy, first of all, I need to call into your show to
so, yeah, Darcy, we had Darcy on last hour, and she, of course, is our animal intuitive and medium. Did she, obviously, she must have sent you, you know, to have, call into Jude and Paul for a reason. Did it feel to her like that they may be able to shift something here?
Yes, she said to talk to Jude, yes.
Okay.
So what's her temperament like?
She's a little bit of a semi-feral, so she's a little bit shy at times, but with me, she's... we've gotten a lot of bonding going on right now because I've kind of got her isolated in my bathroom because I have two other cats.
Uh-huh.
And she's about 13 years old, so that kind of keeps her a little calmer in that area and a little safer.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know whether the eye condition was from an injury or if she'd been chased by my older cat, Tia, or not.
How long have you had her?
I've had her for about 13 years.
Oh, so you've had her for a long time.
Yes.
I'm picking up liver stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a liver day.
Yeah. A liver, does liver relate to eyes sometimes?
In Chinese medicine, the sense organ related to the liver is the eyes and sight and, you know, in people we see, you know, anything from, you know, conjunctivitis to floaters to, you know, whatever. I mean, lots of any kind of eye stuff. So this is probably, I mean, the pattern from a Chinese medicine point of view would probably be a liver blood imbalance, and it's an excess, a liver excess that's kind of going up. It's unusual for it to be one-sided. I mean, usually you'll see some symptoms in both eyes, but because the liver's on the right, it could be just showing up there more. I don't know. I'm not picking up an injury thing.
Yeah, when there's liver blood deficiency and liver yin deficiency, which is what this feels like. So the yin is a sort of cooling and consolidating energy. So then you can get the blood supply then is more volatile, right? And so people will get these things where they have little hemorrhages in their eyes when the liver stuff is going on. And so
it's
also why when people drink too much they get bloodshot eyes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because their liver, the alcohol is hot and it heats up the liver and it sends heat up to the eyes and breaks the little blood vessels.
Well, and Jude's been working on Sue here while we've been talking. She's been using, I think she's on the third set of forks, Darcy.
So, she's doing extraordinary vessels again. She did the Daimai, as we mentioned earlier, the opening point to gallbladder point, which also influences the liver. And then now she's doing the Yang Chao, which is kind of the opposite,
it's opposite to the do. It's not opposite to the die.
Oh,
doing the Yang Chao because it's good
one-sided.
For one-sided.
It's one-sided, yeah, okay.
And then
point on the foot, liver 3 point on the foot to help bring the liver energy down and cool it and... keep it from rising up so abruptly.
Interesting.
I don't understand exactly why antibiotics would be effective. It just doesn't, unless there was a frank infection of some kind. And so Jude's going to do kind of a thing over the eyes, figure eight over the both eyes using the Chiron and Ohm forks. And Jude, how about gallbladder 20? Yeah, there's a point in the back that, you know, helps with a lot of things, but the eyes are among them.
Kind of in the back of the head.
Yeah, kind of underneath the back of the skull, on the neck.
I'm curious, Darcy. Does the veterinary ophthalmologist want to try another antibiotic, or are they done doing what they can? Where are we at this point?
I've already tried two different types, and I think that's the limit that I know that she's mentioned so far.
Okay.
She keeps pushing to try to do a very extensive blood work, but I'm kind of going through adjusting my adrenals and hormones right now too. So I'm kind of on expensive supplements myself. So I'm trying to budget everything kind of in. So I don't know, just both of us going through stress and reading each other's stress going on, because I've kind of got an irregular bowel movement too. So I don't know if it's just both of us kind of reading each other's kind of energy too, or.
Well, certainly there's an exchange of energy between the two of you. I don't know, are you guys picking up anything?
Well, I think it's not necessarily causative, but the energy can sort of maintain that imbalance, that, you know,
between the two of them.
And what Jude's been addressing here are now we've kind of left the eye is working on the digestion and the the gut and all of that, and balancing that out.
And also, the liver has an influence on hormones. I mean, on what we associate with hormones a lot of times, because it has to do with smooth flow of energy in the body, and the endocrine system is one of the major systems that has a relationship to that. So, when the energy of the body isn't moving smoothly, one of the ways that it can show up is in hormonal imbalances. And so, if she's got a little bit of that going on, there may be some liver issues for her also, kind of underlying. And so that may be creating a little bit more resonance with what Sue, is that her name?
Sue, yeah.
That was what she's got going on as well. So I'm going to do a little Chiron.
A little bit for mom here.
Well, this is just a human animal.
Yeah, right.
So this is for both of them?
Yeah. Put it around.
Both of them?
Yeah. Kind of balance the energy between them so that they're not maintaining each other's energy imbalances.
Well, excellent. Yeah, and I kind of agree with you, Darcy. I don't know that I'd be, you know, wanting to spend gazillions of dollars on blood work and all this other kind of stuff, especially if you've got stuff going on with yourself. And hopefully this will help a lot.
And Jude's going to do something now for her as well. Is her name Darcy?
Darcy, well? Yes.
Oh, okay. Jude's doing some things to help balance her liver as well. Yeah.
So you're getting worked on too, Darcy.
Oh, wonderful, because I'm like, just way too many different things, and going gluten-free too. There's just like a lot of different things in my system right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, gluten-free is one of the best things I ever did for myself. And
pre-diabetic too, so I've got really watch my low sugar too to get off the pre-diabetic list. The adrenaline and hormones kind of.
Well, and if you're looking, there's things are improving tremendously in terms of gluten-free options. We just for the big Ananda open house yesterday, we did a big free vegetarian spaghetti feed. For a ton of people yesterday, and the chef decided to just do all gluten-free and used rice spaghetti. And I have to tell you, there you could not tell that it was gluten-free pasta. It was excellent. And if you haven't discovered it, and I think the best gluten-free bread is made by a company called Udi's, UDI. Do you know about them?
Yeah, I've seen it, but I think there's some other things that are in it that I'm not really supposed to have now. Canola oil, it's not supposed to be off. It doesn't have a high smoke point, so.
Yeah, Jude's nodding her head on that canola oil.
Yeah, we're not,
learning a lot
we're not a big fan of canola oil.
Yeah.
The bread that we generally get is the Ezekiel bread, which is a sprouted bread. So, and
but it's not gluten-free, is it?
Yeah, it's not gluten-free.
It's not. Yeah, it has a little bit of gluten in it.
Oh, now, you know what, though? This is a good thing to mention. And I'm going to have to make it really quick because we're over time here. We've got to close out this hour. But I wanted to take a ligament supplement, and it had some gluten in it. And Jude suggested before I stopped taking it, because I was feeling the effects of it, that I use my Accutonic Ohm forks and ohm the capsules before I took them, and it completely eliminated the reaction to the gluten that I had. So I, you know, Darcy, you may want to connect with Jude and Paul off the air, get a set of ohm forks, and start ohming all your medications and your food and stuff. It's made a huge difference for me.
Creates balance. The ohms are really harmonizing, and so sometimes they can, you know, mitigate the additional effect of stuff that you're...
All righty, Darcy. We are out of time in this hour. If you'd like to, we can hold you over.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Put you on hold. We're going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. We'll finish up with Darcy, and then we get to Marie. Everybody else, hold on to your phone lines. Animal World continues with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.